for work.
Teresa.
Hey, I'm a professor and a consultant.
Professor and consultant, okay.
But really, I'm an elementary school teacher, and I teach teachers.
So you're...
I was an elementary school teacher, and I teach
teachers. For how long?
Teachers, like 16 years.
16 years, elementary school teacher. What grades?
K through 6.
Okay, so you've done them all.
Mm-hmm. And,
okay.
And I was a classroom teacher and a reading specialist. And then I became a professor of education, and I teach teachers, and I'm an educational consultant. And I do some marketing, too, but I think that the same qualities are all embedded in.
Okay. Okay. So, good. So you got to teacher...
I'm a teacher's teacher.
Right. I'm a teacher's teacher. Okay.
Yeah, exactly.
And so then who comes to you?
Well, students.
Teachers.
Yeah. Students of all shapes, sizes, ages, you know, depends on what they, you know, for all different reasons. And even in my personal relationships, a lot of that, you know, people come when they want to know something or want help with something or want to, you know, feel... figure out how to do something, you know, that stuff. I was, you know, and my friends when I was younger used to call me Julie McCoy, the cruise director, you know, so.
You weren't.
So that's my, that's.
But that's another gift you have. That's the charismatic leader side of this.
Probably.
Right?
Probably. Yeah.
Okay, so that's like, okay, buddy, we're going on a cruise. Get on the boat.
People that come to me in my consultancy come to me because they want to, so like, principals and administrators come to me because they want me to come into their schools and help them change and help their teachers change their practices. So it's not always voluntary when people come to me, and at first they're not always really thrilled about their interactions with me because I'm not a soft coach.
Right.
But then on the flip side, that once the change happens,
isn't that how you dealt with the kids too?
Yes, absolutely.
Right? Kindergarten through, right?
And that's how I'm a mother.
You're a change coach,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you're a teacher who really pushes people,
yes,
to be the best.
Yes, that's exactly what I wrote.
Okay. All right.
Said I teach and inspire others to be the best they can be and be motivated to learn, grow, change.
Perfect. Okay. So now, what do they get when they walk away?
I think they feel successful and competent and better. They feel supported. They feel safe and loved and enthusiastic about their change. Or about the change.
That they're capable of changing.
Yeah, that
right?
They're capable.
That they can do it. Mm-hmm. So you inspire them. So you teach them. But it's really, so now we're getting further. So it started out as a teacher, but now she's really like a motivational speaker, right?
I speak too.
You do speak, but you've always been doing that.
Yes.
And the motivational speaker, mm-hmm, a real motivational speaker isn't telling you to be like them. They're telling you, you know, I can see something in you that you can't even see, and I need that out now.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So you need to bring that forward.
Yes. So empowering.
Okay. Empowering, yeah. Mm-hmm. So, all right, so what's your last statement? I show people how to?
I teach and inspire others to be the best they can be and be motivated to learn, grow, and change.
So put it in their emotional terms?
So teach them to feel successful, competent,
I mean, I think there's a courage aspect of it too, because
mm-hmm,
you're challenging them to see something in them that they can't see in themselves. So that takes them, and you're strong enough.
It's not crazy.
To sort of hold the right. It's like you can, you don't see this. You don't see this yet, but I see that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and I call you out.
I always see her with a whistle. She's kind of a coach.
That's my approach. I approach it through coaching. And it depends on the situation how that goes, but
right. So you're so it's more of a okay. So I inspire people to find within them the courage,
mm-hmm,
and the energy,
mm-hmm,
to do, you know, to challenge them to do something that they would normally have not tried.
Mm-hmm.
Take risks.
Okay.
To do better.
To do better.
Yeah.
Take risks.
To take risks and do better.
Okay.
I also think it's empower.
But it's also
empower.
It's like a growth. You're like a growth.
They feel empowered. Yeah.
So there's definite, there's clear change.
Yeah,
but the courage was the empowered part. You know, so you can say courage or empowerment.
But there's change, right, Margaret?
There's marked change.
Yeah, she's change maker. So, but that was in there. So it's just a matter of also making sure that it's not what you're doing to them, it's what they're experiencing.
Yeah.
Because you want to be really clear on what they're experiencing, because you'll sense that more. When you think I'm doing this over here to you, and then you've got to do that. When you see your life that way, you miss what's happening inside of them. When you recognize that within them there's this shift energetically, now you're connecting with them and you're realizing that your souls are dancing in this way, and you can really feel that shift in them rather than watching the behavioral shift.
Yes.
Does that make sense? Yes. So this is for all of you. This is why there, you know, when you write that last statement, it's about the emotion in that they're experiencing, the safety,
yes,
you know, the courage that they have,
the
new wisdom or whatever happens to
be. And when I work with schools, the whole culture shifts.
Right.
That's the big thing.
Right.
There's a culture shift.
Yeah. So you're a big change. I mean, it's, you know, feel, you know, make changes that they never, you know, feel like they can make changes in their lives.
Okay.
Yeah, real change. Okay.
Awesome.
All right.
Yay.